A hard choice to decide what to write on today, as we see Jesus start to talk about his death and also read of the glory of his transfiguration. Perhaps it's possible to speak about and link together both subjects. This is the first time that the disciples are given an insight into the eventual outcome of Jesus' ministry, death, and 3 days later the resurrection from death. Jesus speaks of this twice in our reading today, and between these two declarations, we see the events of the Transfiguration described. We, as Christians, believe that as we strive to live our lives as Jesus has instructed us to do, we become gradually more like him. Our own transformation occurs as we acknowledge that there are things in our life which need to change, whether that be bad things that we do or our poor attention to Jesus' call to love one another. Our humanity makes these changes difficult things to do. It is only in the power of the Holy Spirit that we can truly change. It is the death and resurrection of Jesus which opens this possibility of change to us, and it is our acknowledgement that Jesus is the Son of God which sets our feet upon this path. There is a point in our lives where either gradually or all in a rush we come face to face with the shining radiance of Jesus. And it is then that, like Peter, we declare that he is the Lord and we will follow him. During this time of Lent, as we prepare for the events of Holy Week, we do remember the suffering and death of Jesus. But we are blessed to know that death is not the end. We are an Easter people, rejoicing in the transforming power of God in each of our lives.
We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers.
This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him. Lord, as we read your words concerning your death and resurrection, we are stunned by that grace and mercy which restores us into relationship with you. As we remember the joy of resurrection, let us not forget the pain of your trial, torture and death. A sacrifice given willingly, a death caused by humanity, a death for humanity. Lord, we do not understand the reason you needed to die, surely not to appease God, but rather to save us from what we had and what we would become. We thank you that the covenant has been restored, and that each and every day we can learn more of you and come to love you more. At this time of Lent, may we reflect on the separation that we have brought about ourselves, when we have not made time or space to talk with God. And we pray that we will be inspired to make that space, both during this Lenten time and beyond. Amen.